So far, David Hefner has won cash and prizes totaling $30,818. Today, one of our contestants could win video equipment, a diamond ring, a shopping spree, or a trip to Puerto Rico. And continue a journey towards a fortune in cash and prizes, including this bowl bowl and $50,000 in cash. In total, over $100,000 on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We are delighted to have you with us. I hope you've been with us for the last few shows because our champion has really been on a roll. Let's welcome him back. This is David Hefner.
Hi,
hello,
Jim.
David. You have indeed. Jay was talking about over $30,000 in cash and prizes. Great total
Hard
in cash. $14,000 of that is in cold cash. Are you ready to go again, sir?
I'm ready. Let's crank it up.
All righty. Good luck. Here to introduce the challengers, Summer Bartholomew. Hello there, Summer. Looks like you're all dressed for the evening.
You bet.
What do you do on a big evening?
I stay home.
You stay home?
That's my big evening. No, I go out to dinner.
Okay. I was going to say, all across the country, there's a bunch of guys saying, she stays home?
Sometimes.
Who did you bring us?
She climbs a ladder of success almost every day from Oxnard, California. Let's hear it for Diana Hendricks.
Hello, Diana.
And we have the developing profession originally from New York, New York, a big hand to Earl Brooks.
Hello there, Earl.
I'm sorry to put you on the spot,
no
but you look dressed for the evening. See you later with some bargains, huh? Earl, you have a developing profession.
That's right, Jim. I'm a photojournalist, and I love spending time on the road, but I usually end up spending most of my time in the darkroom.
Yeah, I would think so. You got to go all the way with those pictures. Have you traveled to interesting places working?
All over the world.
Oh, it sounds interesting. Nice to have you here with us.
Thank you.
Diana, you climb the ladder of success almost every day.
Well, yes, indeed. I'm a happy window cleaner here in California, and I do a lot of beautiful beach homes.
You climb the ladder of success. You clean windows.
Well, I like to think positively about my job.
That's right. Well, do you enjoy it?
Yes, I do.
Okay, that's the only thing that counts. Nice to have you
Thank
here as
you.
Well. Good luck to all three of you. $20 will start you all off, and we'll get into it with this. Lawrence Tiro has become one of America's most popular actors for his roles in Rocky III and The A-Team. David.
Mr. T.
That's who Lawrence Tiro is. Mr. T, you're right for five, and you go into the lead at 25. Eggs have them, nuts have them, turtles have them. Diana?
Shells.
Shells is what they have in common. Diana ties David at 25. According to the famous tongue twister, what amount of peppers did Peter Piper pick? David?
A peck.
A peck of pickled peppers. You're right. David goes to 30. Sounded like an announcer's audition. According to the proverb, what kind of bird catches the worm? Earl.
The early bird.
That time you beat him to the buzzer, and Earl gets his first five to 25. The name of this woman's accessory is given to the prize money won by a boxer. What? David?
Purse.
Purse is what it is, and David goes to 35. Yeah. Time now for an instant bargain. And whatever an instant bargain comes up, the player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. David, that's you.
Yeah.
You've got a $10 lead over Earl and Diana. And the opportunity to... Oh, let's go off and take a look at this.
David, we'd like you to buy this instant bargain. Chop, chop. This handsome, solid maple butcher block table and cutting board. The knife holder, wine rack, and easy roll casters may make entertaining more convenient and elegant. From great buildings... And it's normally priced at $400. But today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
They call him Old Eight Fingers. He's wonderful.
Cook.
What?
A messy cook.
A messy cook. But a beautiful, beautiful butcher block to do the cooking with. Why did I put a finger there and he's sitting there with a chopping. $400 it would cost normally. Here on Sale of the Century, it's just five. You've got a $10 lead.
I'd probably be a blockhead for not buying that.
Oh. Is that line worth money, friend?
Yeah.
I'll give you $300 to go with it. All right, he's going to buy. You've got the block. Keep my fingers away from him. $300 in cash. A $700 bargain for just $5. We knock it off your score. You're down to 30, but still in the lead. In what animated film did the Beatles do battle with the blue... Earl.
Yellow Submarine.
With the Blue Meanies, it was indeed Yellow Submarine, and Earl ties David for first place. What kind of animal is identified by the names Crusader, Peter, and Brer? David?
Rabbits.
Rabbit is what they have in common, and David goes into the lead again. In the title of Tennessee Williams' classic play, what is... Earl?
The Glass Menagerie.
Uno. What is the streetcar name that I know you know it? Desire, but the quick buzzer costs you. Sorry about that, Earl. You lose 5 for the incorrect answer, down to 25. Time now for the Fame Game. Playing for control of the Fame Game board and a lot of information about a famous person. I am a performer born in New Jersey in 1933. I have a nickname given me by my Air Force buddies. I decided to become a comedian at age 7. Got my big break when Red Fox recommended me to Johnny Carson. I not only appeared on The Tonight Show, but frequently substituted for Johnny. In 1960, Earl.
David Brenner.
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, no dollar value. Playing for control of that board, so you stay at 25, but we'll clear it. Continue for Diana and David. I frequently substituted for Johnny. In 1969, NBC gave me my own variety show, on which I did my impressions of the Reverend Leroy. David?
Skip Wilson.
Skip Wilson, did you say? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
Yes, we'll have to go to a substitute because you did inadvertently, after giving the wrong answer, you gave the right answer, Flip. You are out of it. And Diana is all by herself with a substitute Fame Game. And Diana, it is just for you. This is a famous show. I am a television show that premiered in December of 1980. I have the same beautiful setting and hard-knuckle action as the popular show I replaced. Remember, this is a television show. That show starred Jack Lord. My hero is a private investigator who guards the estate of a wealthy writer in exchange for free living quarters. The estate on Diana?
Magnum P.I.
Magnum P.I. it is, and you got that? Yes, indeed. For any new viewers, of course, David had said Skip Wilson, which was wrong, and then gave the correct answer, Flip, so he was wrong and out of it. Earl was out of it, so Diana got the substitute, and she took advantage of it. Where's the $10 money card?
Behind the tree.
Well, the lights are flashing, and if you can stop the lights on that $10, we'll add it to your score. You would go into a tie with David. We're locked into your buzzer, Diana. Good luck. Way up in number one instead. What does she get?
Chocolate! Coat Malone's chocolatey aroma can capture your senses. A magical mix of Swiss milk, chocolate crushed almonds, and honey nougat. Furnished by Toblerone.
I love chocolate.
You do? That's a lot of it. That is $500 worth of chocolate. Yes, it is 4 giant, 3-foot, $125 each pieces of chocolate.
I'll always remember Sale of the Century.
I'll always remember all 4 of Diana Hendrix's when she finishes it. You realize I read 9,000 words for chocolate? We'll be right back right after this. Champion has the lead, David at 35, Diana and Earl both at 25. Back with this. Named for a Russian count, this dish consists of thin strips of sautéed beef served with mushrooms. Diana?
Stroganoff.
Beef stroganoff is exactly what it is, and Diana in the second place at 30. According to the old song, if you go where fashion sits, you're putting on... Diana?
The Ritz.
The Ritz is right. Diana ties David for first place. A novel which is full of espionage and intrigue may be described as cloak and... Earl.
Dagger.
Dagger is right, and $5 separate the players. Whom did you vote for in the 1952 election if your campaign button read, I like Ike? David?
Eisenhower and Nixon.
What?
Eisenhower and Nixon.
Yes, you got the whole ticket. Well, you had a big button, David. Yes, you're right. Eisenhower's what we were looking for. David goes to 40. And by getting Eisenhower and Nixon and the entire Supreme Court, David is in the lead now by $5 over Diana. David, look at this.
Dave, if you play your cards right, you'll soon be on your way to exciting Reno, Nevada. We'll fly you and a guest from Los Angeles for a week's stay at the Pioneer Inn Hotel Casino in the heart of exciting Reno. Deluxe accommodations. Enjoy 3 great restaurants, including the Iron Sword Grill and Pepe's Cantina. Oh, furnished by Pioneer Inn Hotel Casino Reno, and it's normally priced at $891. But today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $11.
You're making my life very difficult. Wonderful trip to Reno, Nevada. David, where do you live?
Well, about 15 minutes outside of Reno, Nevada.
Reno, Nevada, right. I'll make it work. You got a $5 lead, David. Not $11. How about Palm Springs for $5? Would you like to go to Palm Springs for $5? Okay, he'll buy Palm Springs for $5.
Come on.
If he had held out, I would have given him Altoona.
So, what kind of a fish is that?
So we knocked the $5 off your score. And David to 35 at a tie with Diana and Earl at 30. And our friends in Altoona send the mail to David in Nevada. Back to the match with it. What word is used to describe the hair on a lion's head and a horse's neck? David?
A mane.
Mane is right. He gets the five right back that he spent. What great American document begins with the words... Earl?
The Declaration of Independence.
We the people of... No, that's the Constitution. That. And the other one, someone said, yes. Cost you five for the incorrect answer. Okay. The Greeks called this warm spot Hades. What do we call it, Diana?
Hell?
Hell, yes. Yes. Diana tied David with a naughty word. By what humorous name is the gas nitrous oxide better known? David?
Laughing gas.
Laughing gas, it is the champion back in the lead by five. Name the great statesman who served as Prime Minister of Britain during World War II. Earl?
Winston Churchill.
During World War II, this time the anticipation paid off. It is indeed Churchill. Earl goes to Philly. Talking about Winston Churchill, Churchill was known for his sharp tongue, and once at a dinner party, a woman accused him of being drunk, and Churchill replied, "I'm drunk and you're ugly." And he said, "Remember, tomorrow I'll be sober, you'll still be ugly." We'll be right back. Champion's still in the lead, but it's close. David at 45, Diana at 40, Earl at 30. Back to the fame game, $15 money card added to the board, and a famous thing. I stand 10 inches high, weigh 7 pounds, I'm made of bronze, covered with gold plate. Diana.
The Oscar.
You are right. Well, the Academy Award either won. Well, Diana, you got control again. You've already got chocolate up there. Where's the $15 money card?
Behind the two.
Two of them. Find a money card now, you'd go into the lead. Good luck, Diana.
Lucky, lucky, lucky.
Yes, she hit one. It's a $10 money card. We add that to Diana's score, and she jumps into a one-question lead over the champion. All three players back with us for five. What classical instrument is associated with the following? Fritz Kreisler, Itzhak...
Violins.
Yes, you are right, David. Be careful. I knew your name. You were first for that buzzer. Itzhak Perlman, I was going to say. Violin it is. We've got a tie again. What word describes a bunch of flowers or the aroma of wine, Diana?
A bouquet.
Bouquet is exactly right. Diana bounces back into the lead. In the 60s, this rock and rollin' Roy had a long string of million sellers, including, David?
Roy Orbison.
Including Pretty Woman. Roy Orbison it is, and David ties Diana at 55. Sets up an interesting situation. Instant bargain, and a very lovely instant bargain. Diana and David, you're in a tie. Only one of you can have this. When you hear the low sale of the century price, hit your buzzer for one of you. This is yours.
Diana or David, you want to reflect on this instant bargain, an elegant mirror. This beautiful work of art by Erte, the figure of an Indo-Chinese woman sculpted in bronze, provides the backing for a lady's hand mirror from Steve Stein Gallery, and it's normally priced at $1,800. But today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $15.
Wow, that is beautiful. And that is not just a mirror, this is an Erte sculpture. And that, as you know, is a beautiful piece of art. That's the mirror side. Wonderful Erte sculpture. $1,800 it would cost. You're in a tie. I'll let you have this artwork for the value of two questions. It would cost one of you $10 if you bought it. Going once, going twice. Oh, Diana will buy for $10. You've got a beautiful sculpture. I hope you enjoy it. It cost you 10. The question is, did it cost you the game? We will find out after this commercial timeout. It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
That is beautiful. Diana's got a beautiful Erte sculptural mirror, which you said what? You like it better than the chocolate, right?
Yes, I do. I love it.
Okay, it cost you $10. And it is David at 55, Diana at 45, Earl at 30. Let's get back. Name the brilliant Roman general who invaded the British Isles in 55 and 50. Diana.
Julius Caesar.
54 B.C. Nicely solved, Julius Caesar it is. He gets 5 of the 10 right back. In what European city might you sail beneath the Bridge of Sighs? David?
Venice.
Venice is right. You do it in a gondola. David, with that $10 lead again. Broadway's bright lights and Hollywood's white nights have turned this ballet dancer into a box office star. David?
Mikhail Baryshnikov.
You got it. And you got, I love your Russian pronunciation. Up to 65 goes David. Third and final crack of the fame game and a big $25 money card going up on the board. Famous person. I was born in England in 1552. And grew up to become a writer, businessman, and explorer. Earl.
William Shakespeare.
No, incorrect. Out of the rest of the question. Took a chance. Did not pay off. You stay at 30. We'll clear it. Continue for Diana and David. I attended Oxford, went to America on a voyage of piracy and discovery. I was granted the right to colonize the New World by Queen Elizabeth. Diana.
Could it be Sir Francis Drake?
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, and a big break for David. He's got the rest of the question to himself. After Queen Elizabeth, I named what is now Virginia. I settled a group of people on Roanoke Island, which became famous as the Lost Colony. Legend has it I placed my coat over a mud puddle so Elizabeth could step across. David?
Sir Walter Raleigh.
You got it, and you've got control of that board. Yes. Where's that big $25 money card?
Behind the board.
Well, again, the lights are flashing. David, right now,
come
you've
on.
Got a $15 lead. Good luck.
Come on, 25.
Missed it and lands on number 7 with...
Shoes for walking in the woods or anywhere. Handcrafted shoes made with prime American leather linings and uppers. Furnished by Maine Woods.
$500 worth of shoes, David. Yours to keep. And now we finish up the game with the speed round. May I have 60 seconds on the clock, please? It is David at 65. Diana and Earl, you're back in. Diana, you're at 50. Earl at 30. Anyone can win it. A lot of questions as we start the speed round. Now, what would a Hawaiian do with his poi? David?
Eat it.
Right. In literature, what was the name of Paul Bunyan's blue ox? David?
Babe.
Right. What last name is shared by funny people Steve, Woody, and Gracie?
Earl. Martin.
Wrong.
Man.
In what state would you be if you were visiting the Air Force Academy? Earl.
New Mexico.
Wrong. At the racetrack, you can bet a horse to win place. David?
Show.
Right. What does a Russian mean when he says da? David?
Yes.
Yes. The three cardinal virtues are faith, hope. David?
Charity.
Right. Which one of the United States has towns called Abilene and Amarillo? David?
Texas.
Right. What instrument are you playing if you do a rim shot? Earl?
Guitar.
Wrong. What country has an airline named Qantas? David?
Australia.
Right. How many sides are equal in a square?
Earl? 4.
Right. Who produced, directed, and starred in the movie Citizen Kane? Earl?
Orson Welles.
Right. What kind of creature is a thrush? Earl?
A bird.
Right. In what country is the banking city? Earl?
London.
Wrong.
England.
Time is up, and David puts it away on the three round. Back to David. It's just a moment. Earl was just bouncing around there. The country and banking city of Zurich is in Switzerland. You do a rim shot on the drums. The Air Force Academy located in Colorado. And Steve, Woody, and Gracie are Allen. Got to say goodbye
Woody
to Earl and Diana. Earl, looked like you were having fun there at the end.
It was great.
Thank you.
Fun. Thank you.
And Diana, you did great. You got the chocolate. You got that beautiful Erte sculptural mirror, which I know you will enjoy.
And I had a good time.
That's nice. And you've got yourself $2,350 worth of good time, too.
Thank you.
Thank you, Diana. But David Heckman came out on top and again joins me at the winner's board. Come on, David. Well, that was very nice. Diana got what she wanted. And now we'll see what you're going to get. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You've knocked a lot of things off that board, but I can tell you up there still on the board is a trip to Puerto Rico. You like to travel.
I love to travel.
Shopping spree, that's cold cash. Beautiful luxury car. And the one thing that you need above all else in Nevada is this.
Be the captain of your own ship with the Pebble Boat. You may enjoy a relaxing ride on the water with this four-seater Pebble Boat designed for durability and stability on the water with a colorful canopy from the Boat Works. And this prize is worth $1,545.
All right, David. Good luck. You're looking for a match. Start picking.
Okay, number 19.
Number 19, and he starts with a game table.
Number 1.
Number 1, we're looking for a match. Trip to Puerto Rico is great.
Number 12.
Number 12, there's the boat.
Number 17.
Number 17, down in the corner, and a win card. The next thing is an automatic match. David, what are you going to win?
Number 15.
Number 15 for the win. He gets a trip to Puerto Rico. Jay's gonna tell you all about it.
You make a big splash in beautiful Puerto Rico. We'll fly you and a guest from Los Angeles for a week stay at the Condado Plaza Hotel and Casino. An oceanfront center of Caribbean romance and excitement. Fabulous restaurants, entertainment, lounges, disco and casino, tennis, water sports, 4 pools, minutes from Old San Juan, furnished by Condado Plaza Hotel and Casino. And this prize is worth $3,270.
You got it. Grab yourself a Kenya whatever there. You've got a trip to Puerto Rico, and we've got a commercial message to pay for it. Bring it back. David's got $36,179. See you next time on Sale of the Century.
Bye-bye.
Cheers.
Prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording.